Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 37, Prakashananda Saraswati, Episode 2, Conversation with Prakashananda Saraswati. After converting into Vaishnavas, all the residents of Varanasi, who were headed by the sannyasis, and after completely educating and instructing Sanatan Goswami, Lord Chaitanya then returned to Jagannath Puri. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Ghor Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sri Sanatan Goswami in all the conclusions of devotional service for 2 consecutive months. For as long as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Varanasi, Paramananda Kirtaniya, who was a friend of Chandrasekhar, chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and other songs to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a very humorous way. When the Mayavadi sannyasis at Varanasi criticized Lord Chaitanya, the Lord's devotees became very much depressed. To satisfy them, Lord Chaitanya showed his mercy to the sannyasis. Previously, in the 7th chapter of the Adi Lila, I elaborately described Lord Chaitanya's deliverance of the sannyasis at Varanasi. But now, I shall briefly repeat the same incident in this chapter. However, I shall try to include in this chapter whatever was not described at that time. When the Mayavadi sannyasis were criticizing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu anywhere and everywhere throughout Varanasi, the Maharashtrian Brahman, hearing the blasphemy, began to think about this unhappily. Whoever closely sees the characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately realizes his personality and accepts Sri Krishna Chaitanya as the Supreme Lord. If by some means I can assemble all the sannyasis together, they will then certainly become Lord Chaitanya's devotees after seeing his personal characteristics. After all, I shall have to reside at Varanasi the rest of my life. So if I do not try to carry out this plan, then certainly I shall continue to suffer mental depression. Thinking like this, the Maharashtrian Brahmana extended an invitation to all the sannyasis of Varanasi. And after doing this, he finally approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to extend him an invitation. At the same time, Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra both heard blasphemous criticism against Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they felt very unhappy. They came to Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet to submit a request. They submitted their request, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing his devotees' unhappiness, decided to turn the minds of the Mayavadi sannyasis. While Lord Chaitanya was seriously considering meeting with the Mayavadi sannyasis, the Maharashtrian Brahman approached Lord Chaitanya, extending him an invitation. The Brahmana submitted his invitation with great humility and touched the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya accepted his invitation, and the next day, after finishing his noontime activities, Sri Krishna Chaitanya went to the Brahmana's house. Beginning from the day on which Lord Chaitanya showed mercy to the Mayavadi sannyasis, there were vivid discussions about this conversion among the inhabitants of Varanasi. Crowds of people came to see Lord Chaitanya from that day on, and scholars of various scriptures discussed different subject matters with Sri Krishna Chaitanya. When people came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to discuss the principles of various scriptures, Lord Chaitanya defeated their false conclusions and established the predominance of devotional service to Krishna. With logic and argument, Lord Chaitanya very politely changed their minds. And as soon as people received instructions from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they began to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Thus, everyone laughed, chanted, and danced with Lord Chaitanya. All the Mayavadi sannyasis offered their obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then began to discuss his movement, giving up their studies of Vedanta and Mayavad philosophy. One of the disciples of Prakashananda Sarasvati, who was as learned as his guru, began to speak in that assembly, offering all respects to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana himself. When Lord Chaitanya explains the Vedanta Sutra, he does so very nicely. Lord Chaitanya explains the direct meaning of the Upanishads. And when all learned scholars hear this, their minds and ears are satisfied. Giving up the direct meaning of the Vedanta Sutra and Upanishads, Shankara Acharya imagines some other interpretation. All the interpretations of Shankara Acharya are imaginary, and such imaginary interpretations are verbally accepted by learned scholars, but they do not appeal to one's heart. But the words of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are firm and convincing, and I thus accept them as true. For in this age of Kali, one cannot be delivered from the material clutches simply by formally accepting the renounced order. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation of the verse beginning Harir Nama is not only pleasing to the ear, but is strong factual evidence. In this age of Kali, one cannot attain liberation without taking to the devotional service of the Lord. In this age, even if one chants the holy name of Krishna imperfectly, why, one still attains liberation very easily. Shreya Sritim Bhaktim Udasya Te Vibho Klishyanti Ye Kevala Bodha Labdhaye Te Sham Asau Kleshala Eva Shishyate Nanyad Yatha Stula Tushavakatinam. Lord Brahma prayed to Krishna, O my dear Lord, devotional service unto you is the only auspicious path. And if one gives that up simply for speculative knowledge or the understanding that these living beings are spirit souls and the material world is false, then one undergoes a great deal of trouble. Why, one only gains troublesome and inauspicious activities. One's actions are like beating a husk which has already been devoid of rice. One's labor becomes fruitless. The demigods prayed to Krishna within the womb of Devaki. Yenye ravandaksha vimukta maninas twayasta bhavad Abhishuddha Buddhaya Ahrukhya Krichtraina Parang Padang Tataha Patanti Adaha Anadrata Yushmad Angrayaha. O lotus-eyed one, those who think themselves liberated in this life, but who are devoid of devotional service to you, are of impure intelligence. Although they accept severe austerities and penances, and rise to the spiritual position, to the impersonal Brahman realization, they fall down once again because they neglect to worship your lotus feet. The word Brahman, the greatest, indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full in all six opulences. But if we take the one-sided impersonalist view, then the Lord's fullness is diminished. The Vedas, Upanishads, Brahma Sutra, and Puranas all describe the activities of the spiritual potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if one cannot accept the personal activities of the Lord, then one jokes foolishly and gives an impersonal description. The Mayavadis do not recognize the personal form of the Lord as being spiritual and full of bliss. This is a great sin. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statements are actually factual. Natak parang parama yad bhavata swarupam ananda matram avikalpam avidyavarcha pashyami vishvasrijam ekam avishvam atman bhutendriyatmakam adastha upasritosmi. Lord Brahma prayed, O Supreme One, the transcendental form I am now seeing is full of transcendental bliss. It is not contaminated by the external energy. It is full of effulgence. My Lord, there is no better understanding of you than this. For you are the Supreme Soul, and you are the creator of this material world. But you are not connected with this material world. You are completely different from created form and variety. And so I sincerely take shelter of that form of yours, which I am now seeing. This form is the original source of all living beings and their senses. Drishtang shrutang bhuta bhavad bhavishyat stanush charishnur mahad alpakam va vena chutad vastu tarang na vachang sa eva sarvang paramatma bhutaha. Uddhava told the residents of Vraja, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the cause of all causes. Krishna is past, present, and future. And Krishna is both the movable and immovable. Krishna is the greatest and at the same time the smallest. And Krishna is visible and directly experienced. Krishna is celebrated in the Vedic literature. Everything is Krishna, and without Krishna there is no existence. Krishna is the root of all understanding, and Krishna is that which is understood by all words. Tadva idang bhuvana mangala mangalaya dhyanes mano darashitang ta upasakanam tasmai namo bhagavate anuvidhema tubhyam yo anadrita naraka bhagvir asat prasangai. Lord Brahma prayed, O most auspicious one, for our benefit, you enable our worship of you by manifesting your transcendental form, which you show to us in our meditation. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Person, and we worship you, whom impersonalists do not accept due to their poor fund of knowledge. Thus, they are liable to descend into a hellish condition. Avajananti mang mudha manushing tanum asritam parang bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Fools disrespect Krishna because Krishna appears like an ordinary human being. They do not know Krishna's supreme position as the cause of all causes and the creator of the material energy. Tanahand vishata kuran sansareshu naradaman kshipami ajasram ashuban asuishu eva yonishu. Those who are envious of Krishna's form, who are cruel and mischievous, and who are the lowest among mankind, are perpetually cast by Krishna into hellish existence in various demoniac species of life. And so, not accepting the transformation of energy, Sripad Shankara Acharya has tried to establish the theory of illusion under the plea that Vyasadeva has made a mistake. Sripad Shankara Acharya has given his interpretation and imaginary meaning, but it does not actually appeal to the mind of any sane man. Shankara Acharya has done this in order to convince the atheists and bring them under his control. The atheists, headed by the Mayavadi philosophers, do not care for liberation or Krishna's mercy. They simply continue to put forward false arguments and counter theories to atheistic philosophy, not considering or engaging in spiritual matters. The conclusion is that the import of the Vedanta Sutra is covered by the imaginary explanation of Shankara Acharya. But whatever Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said is perfectly true. Whatever meaning Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives is most perfect, and any other interpretation is only a distortion. After saying this, the disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati began to chant the holy name of Krishna. Upon hearing this, Prakashananda Saraswati himself made the following statement. Yes, Shankara Acharya was very eager to establish his philosophy of monism. Therefore, Shankara Acharya explained the Vedanta Sutra or Vedanta philosophy in a different way in order to support monistic philosophy. But if one accepts the personality of Godhead, then the philosophy which maintains that God and the living entity are one cannot be established. Therefore, Shankara Acharya argued against and refuted all kinds of revealed scriptures. For anyone who wants to establish one's own opinion or philosophy certainly cannot explain any scripture according to the principle of direct interpretation. The Mimamsaka philosophers conclude that if there is a God, then he is subject to our fruitive activities. Similarly, the Sankhya philosophers, who analyze the cosmic manifestations, say that the cause of the cosmos is material nature. The followers of Nyaya, the philosophy of logic, maintain that the atom is the cause of the cosmic manifestation. And the Mayavadi philosophers maintain that the impersonal Brahman effulgence is the cause of the cosmic manifestation, while the Patanjala philosophers say that when one is self-realized, then one understands the Lord. And so similarly, according to the Vedas and Vedic principles, the original cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And after studying the 6 philosophical theses, Vyasadeva completely summarized them all within the aphorisms of the Vedanta philosophy. According to Vedanta philosophy, the absolute truth is a person. When the word nirguna, or without qualities, is used, it is to be understood that the Lord has attributes that are totally spiritual. Of all the philosophers mentioned, apart from Vyasadeva, no one really cares for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. They are always busy refuting the philosophical theories of others and establishing their own. But simply by studying these philosophical theories, still one cannot reach the absolute truth. It is therefore our duty to follow the path of the 12 Mahajans, the great authorities, and whatever they say should be accepted as the supreme truth. Tarka apratishta srutayo vibhinna nasau rishir yasya matanga bhinnam dharmasya tatvam nihitang guhayam mahajano yena katak sapanta. Dry arguments are inconclusive, and a great personality whose opinion does not differ from others is not considered a great muni or sage. And simply by studying the Vedas, which are variegated, one cannot come to the right path by which religious principles are understood. Therefore, the solid truth of religious principles is hidden within the heart of an unadulterated, self-realized person. Consequently, as all the Shastras confirm, one should accept whatever progressive path the Mahajans advocate. Therefore, the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are a shower of nectar, and whatever Sri Krishna Chaitanya concludes to be the ultimate truth is indeed the summum bonum of all spiritual knowledge. After hearing all of these statements, the Maharashtrian Brahmana very jubilantly went to inform Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when the Maharashtrian Brahman went to see Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya was going to the temple of Bindu Madhava after bathing in the waters of the Panchanada. And while Sri Krishna Chaitanya was on his way, the Maharashtrian Brahmana informed Lord Chaitanya about the incident which just took place in the camp of Prakashananda Sarasvati. Hearing this, Lord Chaitanya smiled happily. Upon reaching the temple of Bindu Madhava, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing the beauty of Lord Bindu Madhava, became overwhelmed in ecstatic love. Sri Krishna Chaitanya then began to dance in the courtyard of the temple. There were 4 people accompanying Lord Chaitanya, and these were Chandrasekhar, Paramananda Puri, Tapana Misra, and Sanatan Goswami. All of them were chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in the following way: Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. And in all directions, hundreds of thousands of people began to chant Hari, Hari. Thus, there arose a tumultuous and auspicious sound filling the entire universe. When Prakashananda Sarasvati, who was standing nearby, heard this tumultuous chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he and his disciples immediately came to see Sri Krishna Chaitanya. When Prakashananda Sarasvati saw Lord Chaitanya, then he and his disciples also joined the chanting along with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prakashananda Saraswati was charmed by Lord Chaitanya's dancing and his ecstatic love, and also by the transcendental beauty of Lord Chaitanya's body. Ecstatic spiritual transformations began to take place in the body of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya's body trembled and his voice faltered. Sri Krishna Chaitanya perspired, turned pale, and wept a constant flow of tears which wet all the people standing there. The eruptions on Lord Chaitanya's body appeared like kadamba flowers. All the people were astonished to see Sri Krishna Chaitanya's jubilation and humility, and also to hear Lord Chaitanya talking in ecstasy. Why indeed, all the residents of Benares saw the bodily transformations and were thus astonished. When Lord Chaitanya regained external consciousness, he saw that many Mayavadi sannyasis and other people were now gathered there. Lord Chaitanya therefore suspended his dancing for the time being. After stopping the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya, who is a great example of humility, offered prayers unto the feet of Prakashananda Saraswati. At this, Prakashananda immediately came forward, clasping Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. When Prakashananda caught hold of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, Lord Chaitanya spoke, "My dear sir, you are the spiritual master of the whole world. Therefore, you are most worshipable. But as far as I am concerned, I am not even on the level of the disciple of your disciple. You are a great, spiritually advanced personality, and therefore you cannot worship a person like me, for I am far inferior. And if you do so, then my spiritual power will be diminished, for you are as good as the impersonal Brahman. My dear sir, for you, everyone is on the level of impersonal Brahman. But for the enlightenment of people in general, you should not behave in that way. My dear Sri Krishna Chaitanya, formerly I committed many offenses against you by blaspheming you. But now the effects of my offenses are counteracted by my touching your lotus feet. Jivan mukta api punar yanti sansara vasanam yadi achintya mahashaktau bhagavati aparadinaha. If a person considered liberated in this life commits offenses against the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the reservoir of inconceivable potencies, that person will again fall down and desire the material atmosphere for material enjoyment. Sabai Bhagavata Srimat Pada Sparsha Hatashuva Bheje Sarpa Vapur Hitva Rupam Vidya Dhararchitam. Being touched by the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, that serpent was immediately freed from the reactions of his sinful life. Thus the serpent gave up his body and assumed the body of a beautiful Vidyadhara demigod. When Prakashananda Saraswati supported himself by quoting this verse from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately protested by uttering the holy name of Lord Vishnu. Lord Chaitanya then presented himself as a most fallen living entity. No, no, no. If someone accepts a fallen conditioned soul as Lord Vishnu, Bhagavan, or an incarnation, one commits a great offense. To say nothing of ordinary living entities, why even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot be considered on the same level of Lord Vishnu or Narayan. And if one considers them as such, one is immediately considered an offender and atheist. Yastu Narayanang Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatai Samatve Naiva Viksheta Sa Pashandi Bhaved Dhruvam. A person who considers demigods like Brahma and Shiva to be on an equal level with Narayan is to be considered an offender, a Pashandi. My Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Himself. Nonetheless, you are considering yourself Krishna's eternal servant. No, my dear Lord, you are the Supreme Lord, and although you consider yourself the Lord's servant, you are nonetheless worshipful. You are much greater than I. Therefore, all my spiritual achievements have been lost because I have blasphemed you. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana subhulabha prashantatma kotishu api mahamune. O great sage, out of many millions of materially liberated people who are free from ignorance, and out of many millions of siddhas who have nearly attained perfection, why, there is hardly one pure devotee of Lord Narayan. Only such a pure devotee is actually completely satisfied and peaceful. Ayu Shriyam Yasho Bharamang Lokan Ashisha Evacha Hanti Shreyansi Sarvani Pungso Mahad Atikramaha. When a person mistreats great souls, one's lifespan, opulence, reputation, religion, possessions, and good fortune are all destroyed. Naishang Natistavad Urukramangaring Sprishati Anartha Pagamo Yadartha Mahiyasang Padarajo Bishekang Niskinchananang Vranita Yavat. Unless human society accepts the dust of the lotus feet of great Mahatmas, devotees who have nothing to do with material possessions, mankind cannot turn its attention to the lotus feet of Krishna. Those lotus feet vanquish all the unwanted, miserable conditions of material life. Henceforward, I shall certainly develop devotional service unto your lotus feet. For this reason, I have come to you, O Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and I have fallen down at your lotus feet. After saying this, Prakashananda Saraswati sat down with Lord Chaitanya and began to question him as follows. Recorded January 25, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.